Investigators are swarming Jeffrey Epstein's notorious New Mexico ranch after an email in the Epstein files claims two foreign girls were strangled to death during rough fetish sex. And Epstein ordered the bodies to be buried on the ranch. Like a lot of things in the Epstein files, that report is unconfirmed. But authorities are now searching the property, thousands of acres. The ranch has been a dark mystery for years, and people are finally talking. A New Mexico state rep told the Daily Mail this, quote, "We have people coming forward saying they were drugged, had sex organs and sperm harvested from their bodies, and woke up around medical equipment, not knowing where they were or what happened to them."
Guys, even Fox News cannot ignore what is going on at Zorro Ranch, at Jeffrey Epstein's New Mexico ranch. And here's the thing. This week, we got a little 1-2 punch. Donald Trump, Todd Blanche, they are in a bad position when it comes to the Epstein files. And the next push being this Zorro Ranch that hasn't been investigated. Thomas Massie just set a trap for the next Attorney General, Todd Blanche, by introducing his new Epstein Files Transparency Act 2. Obviously, the Epstein Files Transparency Act is what forced the administration to release a bunch of the Epstein files. Obviously, we still don't have all the files. The DOJ is not cooperating. They're breaking the law. The DOJ is actively breaking the law, but unfortunately, the DOJ is the one who enforces the law, so that's a problem, but it's okay because we're not done fighting. And especially for me, and I know here on the Adam Mockler channel, Adam Mockler, we are not going to stop talking about this. Thomas Massie was just recently talking about the next push, like I said, and setting this trap. The bill would require the U.S. Attorney General to cooperate with state attorneys to help prosecute Jeffrey Epstein's top clients under state law. That's specifically, in this instance, relating to New Mexico, because New Mexico state authorities have been trying to investigate this ranch for so long and have been shut down by the feds. Why is nobody investigating this? Why do we not have more details? The bill aims to provide maximum disclosure of all the crimes against children that took place at Epstein's Zorro Ranch property. Crimes were committed there. The Attorney General of New Mexico would like to prosecute those crimes, who are making it easier with this bill. This video of Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna from not too long ago, Thomas Massie's talking about it. Take a listen.
The bill's been very successful. We got 3 million documents released. But there have been some dragging of feet mm-hmm. by the Attorney General and the Acting Attorney General. And so, you know, this is to spur the next level. Specifically, the main thing that this new bill does that we've introduced is forces the U.S. Attorney General to cooperate with state attorneys general that want to prosecute Epstein co-conspirators under state law. And it turns out in New Mexico, that's where the Zorro Ranch was. You hear a lot about Epstein Island. You hear right. almost nothing about Zorro Ranch. But it was expansive. It was massive. People were going there all the time. Crimes were committed there. And some of those aren't barred by statute of limitations. And so the Attorney General in New Mexico would like to prosecute those crimes. And so we're making it easier with this bill. That's one of the things it does.
Yeah, and we need to be pushing every single member of Congress to vote for this. We cannot go silent on the Epstein files. I know that there are a million crises in this country right now. Excuse me. There is so much to pay attention to. Donald Trump ripping apart our democracy, the corruption out in the open, the Iran war, the inflation. But this is so important, especially considering that the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein and their families have been pushing for so long and continue to push every single day. I think we all owe it to those individuals to continue to push the federal government to release everything they have, continue to investigate and go after these individuals. And the reason they're not, as we all know, is because there is a massive cover-up going on. This is Thomas Massie's tweet, by the way. Investigate Zorro Ranch, as well as the men and women at the DOJ and FBI who shut this part of the Epstein investigation down. Also, the Epstein Files Transparency Act requires DOJ to release memos and emails detailing their decision, excuse me, of whether to investigate and or prosecute. Exactly. And I certainly agree with we need to investigate the men and women at the DOJ, the FBI, and obviously high up in this administration who are covering this up. I think it's so important, as everybody obviously understandably continues to focus on the island and the expansive amount of connections that Epstein has, that the next kind of 1-2 punch here, the next push here is this ranch. I want to play this video from Yumi, who you may have seen her before, talking about some of these connections, because not only do you have Thomas Massie pushing for this new bill, and we're learning more about these new connections, but we also, just in the last 24 hours, learned that the DOJ is being forced to give over more files after Katie Fang of Midas Touch sued the DOJ. We're going to read about that in a second.
Craziest information about Trump and Epstein. This is Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, and it's the only one of Epstein's properties that they didn't search for 7 years. Several articles allege that Epstein buried the bodies of his victims there, and that he used it as a breeding ground to father a super race. But here's the crazy part. It was sold in 2023, and this February, it was revealed the buyer was a former Republican senator with ties to the Trump administration named Don Huffine. And the same month, Trump endorsed him for Texas comptroller. I also looked up his son, Russell Huffine's LinkedIn, and look at this insane jump in employment. He went from the self-employed owner of a fireworks store to the deputy director of cabinet affairs for the White House under the Trump administration. So this senator buys Epstein's ranch, Trump endorses him, Trump gives his son a job, and his DOJ is still blocking any attempts to investigate it in New Mexico.
I mean, that is literally insane. Did you see that LinkedIn? In what? It is only ever in this time in American history you can go from owning a fireworks store to being so loyal to MAGA, helping cover up the crimes, that go from the owner to, I don't know, just working in the White House. Yeah, no, you have the qualifications. The only qualification to work in the White House is, will you be loyal to Donald Trump, and will you help with this cover-up, the Epstein cover-up, and the outward corruption, excuse me. And like I said, this is a 1-2 punch going on. You have Thomas Massie pushing for this. You have, obviously, New Mexico state officials pushing for this. I'm going to read this in 1 second. But you also have Todd Blanche in the last 24 hours being forced to hand over the unredacted Epstein files, emails, and documents for the court's private review in Midas Touch host Katie Fang's lawsuit. In a new order, the Justice Department was directed to produce the unredacted records in camera, so only for the judge's eyes, by July 30th, so in just a couple days, along with documentation backing up the DOJ's claims that the names and other information it blacked out are in fact the categories of people it says they are. That's significant because the court isn't simply accepting the government's representations at face value. The DOJ is being required, again, to prove that the redactions are justified. Katie Fang that said that while the judge denied her request to be present during the in-chambers review, she said it was worth the ask. This is another huge, massive, important step in the legal battle over the Epstein files and whether the Justice Department has properly withheld information from the public. Shout out Katie Fang, as many of you know, over at Midas Touch. Now listen, before we continue here, Adam Mockler is on vacation, okay? This kid has not taken a vacation ever. And don't worry, he's still gonna be here. He's still gonna be uploading videos. I couldn't convince him to fully take time off. He cares so much about what he does, about this country, about democracy, but he is going to be taking a little bit of a break. So I am going to be uploading 2 videos a day here on the Adam Mockler channel for the next week or so. My name is Chris Mowry. If you want to check out my YouTube channel down below, it would mean a lot. And again, Mockler Media doesn't stop. Even if Adam is on vacation, we care so much about this. I have been brutally sick for the last 48 hours. I don't know if anyone is dealing with like a stomach bug going around, but I'm just going to say it's been absolutely brutal. I can't put anything in my stomach for the last like 36 hours. But what have we learned in all of this? Adam on vacation, me sick, editors behind the scenes. We don't stop. Mockler Media does not stop because we care about what we do. We care about this stuff. We care about getting the truth out there. So if you appreciate all that, make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, turn the notification bell on here on the Mockler Media channel, on the Adam Mockler channel. So this is a representative in New Mexico. New Mexico has reopened an investigation into Zorro Ranch, and none other than Epstein's attorney, who we deposed today, helped manage the property. So how is it that Zorro Ranch was never served a warrant, and Epstein's own lawyers claim they did not know the DOJ asked New Mexico to drop its investigation? No one is talking, files are missing, and the cover-up continues. And again, it's so good to see so many of these elected officials continue to push and push and push and push. I just want to play a little bit of this. Take a listen.
Civil suit involving allegation against Jeffrey Epstein at the ranch. Mr. Indyke, who is in the room being deposed right now, managed the ranch properties, and I asked a number of questions about what happened at Zorro Ranch. And I will say this, although I can't speak to what was specifically on the record, I was told today by Mr. Indyke's attorneys that they were not even aware that the U.S. Department of Justice asked to drop New Mexico's case against Jeffrey Epstein. And so whether that is true, we cannot verify it, but all of this points to the fact that nobody is talking, nobody is telling the truth, nobody is helping us get real answers, and so the cover-up continues.
The cover-up continues. So let's read some of these reactions. I think we're really good. Again, this is from July 14th, so about 2 weeks ago. Today, we sent another letter to the Justice Department, and this afternoon, the Southern District of New York called to inform us that they will not cooperate and will not support the currently the only criminal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein by New Mexico state officials. The only active criminal investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, says the Southern District of New York, just informed them it will not cooperate. New Mexico has spent 5 months trying to get the unredacted records it says it needs to identify survivors, witnesses, and possible co-conspirators. This should be a massive story, and it should be. Again, I know there's so much going on right now in the United States, so many things to focus on, but this is absolutely nuts and should be getting so much more press. I just read this from Midas Touch. Again, this 1-2 punch of Thomas Massie, Katie Fang, and again, Donald Trump and Todd Blanche in a bad position here. This person responding to the Midas Touch post I read for you, what I've been hoping for, if Blanche doesn't comply, he's likely to be held in contempt because there's already been an order to show cause. If he complies, Trump and Blanche are likely to be in a very bad spot. So I expect Trump tells Blanche to take one for the team. We'll see if this is true. And I'm very curious, you know, in just a few days, the DOJ, I guess, if they comply with court orders, which we've seen the Trump administration can be pretty not the best on, to say the least, if they hand over this to the court and unredact these names, and the judge says, you know, these should not be redacted, you need to unredact these, the public deserves to see this, you know, these individuals, you say they're victims, they're not victims, you're covering up, for example, that would be huge and I think would add a massive push to this new Epstein Files Transparency Act, too. And I really like seeing actors, big people, like members of Hollywood, it's, you know, talking so bluntly about this. I know you all know this great individual. Take a listen to this.
It's like people, I think, are a little bit afraid of me because they're like, he's a loose cannon. And I'm not. I'm just saying the shit that everybody should say if they give a shit about humanity, you know? And why am I the exception to the rule? Bitch, everybody else speak up. You are all feeling the same thing, you idiots. Like get loud and stop like kowtowing to the wrong people. Stop bowing down to people that like have power. You got power too, man, and power in numbers, dude. You know what happened if like everybody felt like me? Everybody felt like, I gotta be careful. I left Dax Shepard. I just did Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. I went on a goddamn rant that I left like, I was like, that's just not, man, it's just not me. I shouldn't say those things because people are gonna start to get like, he's scary.
No.
But I just like, dude, if every, he goes, I love Dax. I had the best time on his show. And he goes, maybe you should let go of that stuff. And I'm like, let go. I was like, everybody else should have it. Everybody else should feel like I feel.
The world is on fire.
The world, yeah, like all mad about the way things are and the abuses that are happening. The Epstein files? The fucking Epstein files! God damn it! Where are they? It's a fucking law, bitch. Show it, you fucking pedophiles. I shouldn't say fuck because I'm a Christian and people are going to go like, how can he say fuck and he's a Christian? Because that is something that should make you want to say fuck. Yeah. You know, sorry, God, I'm sweating now. This is my fucking politics, dude. I would fucking railroad these fuckers. I would get those Epstein files out in 2 seconds. Yeah, dude, 2 seconds, fucking move out of the way. Like, get out of there. I don't care what room they're in, bitch, move. Like, give me the fucking manila envelope. I will get you the Epstein files.
This is the type of energy we need. Listen, do me a favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out to get the word out. I appreciate you watching this video, making it to the end. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video, but for a bit, 2 videos a day here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. And with all that said, I will see you back here tomorrow.